Hi, Suzanne. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Is this Suzanne?
Yes, ma'am. I hope so.
Okay. Yes, earlier in the program, you were talking about macular degeneration.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had at one time, my eye doctor said I had a little bit of it, and that was for a visit and then maybe another visit. And then on the third visit, he said, well, it's getting better.
Yay!
Now I have a new eye doctor, and he said he didn't see it.
Good.
That spooked me. So when I heard you say that there are certain things that you can take kind of head it off, I wanted to find out what would be good supplements to head it off, since in theory right now I don't have any, but I don't want any because my eyesight to me is just absolutely essential for my hiking trips and my photography and other things. So I don't want to lose it.
And I wouldn't either. Now, if you've had a physician tell you had macular degeneration and then it disappeared, congratulations, but that's quite unusual, and you might be wanting to check in. I will get to the answer to your question in a moment, but you might be wanting to check in with a physician who treats people fairly regularly for macular degeneration, because there's some other, let's call them aspects or facets of the problem that have nothing to do with the nutrients themselves, which I will get to, that has nothing to do with them. And we want to make sure for everyone who has your sort of situation that those other facets are covered and taken care of. Now, the only people who use this treatment in our area are the physicians at Tahoma Clinic, and they know very well what all those other facets are, and some of them are somewhat technical. So you might consider checking in that way. Okay, so now on to
the... Are you saying then that there's something there, that a test that you could do to check to see if there's something else going on that's
yes, ma'am.
not being seen by the current doctor?
That's correct, and it might contribute to the problem coming back. So that's what I'm saying, and there are about three of those tests.
But if I go there, so what should I say to the doctor that will explain to him what he needs to
Well, just tell him. Just tell him what you just told me, that you had this observation from a physician that there was macular degeneration, and then thank goodness it went away. But you just want to make sure that the other things that can contribute besides the lack of nutrients to the problem aren't there. And if it's a Tahoma Clinic physician, they'll know what you're talking about, ma'am.
Oh, okay, so something besides the lack of nutrients. That's
right, something besides the lack of nutrients. That's correct. Now, the nutrients themselves, you heard me talk about selenium in the intro here. And then also some things that we ask people to include now and that actually are out there if you look for them online are a couple of supplements called lutein and zeaxanthin. I didn't make those names up. I'm just reporting them. Zeaxanthin is X-E-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Okay, ma'am, if you can hang on till after the top of the hour, I can finish. But as you can tell, we've got a so-called so-called break at for the news, and I got to shut up. So hang in there.
Oh, thank you. I'll hold.
Suzanne, you still there, ma'am?
I'm there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to finish up quick because so many other people are waiting. But as I mentioned, the selenium. Now, lutein and zeaxanthin, they've only been used since the turn of the century, but they are helpful. The things that we put together back in the early days, as I mentioned in the introduction, just came from looking at what's found in large amounts in the eye, and zinc is a mineral that's found in very large amounts in the eye. Not only that, in the hearing apparatus. So we put some zinc in there. And vitamin E, and also, of all things, the amino acid taurine. There's a lot of that in our eyes. So that's what we assembled. And since then, we've switched to, as I said, the intravenous, because for so many people it works better. And we've added some other things to the intravenous, but they're not exactly things you can find to swallow. So there you are, man. Again, you could go ahead with that list. Please be working with the doctor to make sure everything's okay for you. But there you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.